Blog Talk Radio.
It's showtime.
Greetings and welcome to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show, a show about disability rights, disability services, and your disability dollar. Your voice and advocate, voice your concerns, voice your opinion, but please let your voice be heard. Our mission is to bring to you the people, the places, and the things that can change your life for the better, which is inclusion into society, which is living more independently in your home and in your community. America, welcome to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor, your friendly neighborhood networker. Our motto is increase your network and you'll increase your net worth. And behind microphone number two is our hostess with the mostest, Miss Renee. Again, welcome to Sight and Vision Disability Senior Talker Radio Show. And again, I'm your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor. Although I've been blind for more than 55 years, when I was 13 years old, a big firecracker on 4th of July, which we call a cherry bomb in the DMV, exploded in my face and blinded me in both eyes. But in spite of that, every morning I rise, I feel blessed, highly favored, and I know God is good. Greetings, and how are you today, Miss Renee?
Reverend Ray, I'm having a great day. Great day.
Well, you know, boy, it was a lot of chatter going on about who was the Ice Cube or Ice T? I get them mixed up. I know Ice T is on Law and Order, right? So who was the Ice Cube that was talking to the Republicans or President Trump's people or something like that? And a lot of black people was upset about it, and it was all on Facebook and everything that he shouldn't be talking to them people. And then I understand the backstory was that he tried to talk to the Democrats, and they Biden's people said they would get back to him, and they didn't get back to him in timely, so he reached out to the Republicans, and all the black people upset and everything and saying, you know, I guess he's a traitor and stuff like that,
Reverend Ray, you have to look beyond the headlines, because that was initially what I read, and I know we have to stay nonpartisan. However, the thinking behind it was pretty sound. What he said is, I want to work with whomever is going to give black folks a deal. It's going to have an agenda that's going to benefit black folks. So you've got to get past the visceral response and look at what he's trying to achieve. You may not agree, but I think it's important for us to have these discussions and to move forward. So we won't get... I know it's only 18 days until the election. We're not going to get bogged down in politics, but
I understand what you're saying, Ms. Renee. You know, talking to the other side, but you know, a friend of mine that's a minister, a preacher, said, you know, Reverend Ray, they talk about you know, you should talk to the other side, the enemy, and all that, but we need to remember that Eve in the garden tried to talk to the enemy, and look where that got us. So we need to think about who we talking to. Okay, so anyway, so much with that. So as people of our age and in our generation, remember Jackie Gleason, when he would start his show, he would say, and away we go. So Miss Renee, please let us know what our lineup is for today.
Well, of course, we always begin with the adventures of Mr. Ray and Miss Raven, his seeing eye dog guide. And in the news, the good, the bad, and the ugly, news which affects the disability and senior communities. And then at the end, you challenge us in your call to action that we must do something. Our guest today asks the question, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired. Our guest, Tyrone Qualls, is a certified health coach and lifestyle coach. Can he coach us into a lean, mean, healthy machine? Stay tuned and find out. Back over to you, Reverend Ray.
With that, sick and tired of being sick and tired, Ms. Renee, that I might not talk about nothing else but that. I might forget about everything there because I'm sick and tired of those people and these people around me are being sick and tired. So anyway, we look forward to getting to that. So you know we like to start the show with the adventures of Reverend Ray and his German Shepherd seeing that dog of Miss Raven, that dog of wonder, and is brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf. .com dog food pet store, and they have top of the line dog food, and they supply all Mrs. Raven's dog food and little toys and stuff, and they also have cat food and food for those other little goldfish and little journals or whatever you call them, little things that run around in the cages at your house and stuff. And so please check them out. Miss Penny is the proud owner and proprietor there, and they are located up in Tacoma Park. And you can call them at 202-747-3434. That's 202-747-3434. And that is the Big Bad Wolf. And that wolf is W-O-O-F, wolf, wolf. Now, I don't have any adventures because Mr. Ray is one of those people at a certain age that has what most black people have. And I'm so glad that we're going to have this special guest because I think Black People League is number one in all the wrong things, high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, all that. And Mr. Ray has Reverend Ray has a couple of those things, so he's staying in the house, not going out there, taking no chances of being a COVID-19 victim. So a lot of things he's not doing with his guide dog. So the adventure is this. A couple of people have emailed and asked Reverend Ray, what's the difference between having a health plan, because they heard me talk about I got a health plan for my service dog, and having insurance a plan for your dog or your animal. And those like myself that have service animals, these how service animals are so important to us. It's not like just a regular pet. I mean, we use these service animals as that. Now, I'm just specifically talking about a guide dog now as my eyes. So now my guide dog go down or sick or whatever, it ain't like I could just rent one from Hertz. I guess that's old car place. But whatever the new ones are now, I can't just rent one and whatever. You know, I mean, these dogs have been trained, you know, and bred it for all of this, so you just can't get one. So that's why you have to have a health plan. And basically, I tell you this, and we're going to have someone come on to talk about what's the difference between having a health and wellness plan, having a health insurance plan, and burial. I don't really want to get into that. But anyway, I understand they offer that for pets, too. So when you see that movie, Pet Cemetery, I guess there's something to that. So anyway, basically with the health plan, with the health and wellness plan, if your dog should get, I mean, first of all, they would take care of all your dog regular routine and notify you when it's time for their shots and the different little tests they have to take of them, and some of them do a little cleaning of the teeth and the ears and all that kind of thing. And if it has some minor problems, well, I won't say minor, but if it has some problems like Raven had gotten a rash and had to take her and all, and at least, you know, if you're paying anywhere from $50 to $70 a month, probably could be a little more, depends on where you go. But one thing I did realize, when she did have that rash, the regular bill was over $700-some, and I only had to pay like $150. So that did work out. Now, the insurance, I understand that's more like if your dog have an operation or need an operation and have to be hospitalized or something like that, then it will cover that. I have a friend of mine that's in an organization with me, and he has a dog. And she, and I didn't even know dogs had this in them, but I guess they do. His dog, Jasmine, had hurt her leg. What's those things when the football players and stuff, Miss Renee, hurt their foot in? What's that?
Achilles and Achilles tendon?
Yeah, right. Achilles, yeah. and it cost him $12,000. Yeah, it cost him $12,000 for operation for that dog. I would have said, what was that commercial when this came? When it came with that commercial when the doctor came in and told the family that the dog needed something, and the father looked at the kids and say, goodbye, Fluffy. So anyway, he paid the $12,000 for the dog because he's that bird and that's his only child. But anyway, so I guess, and he did not have insurance because I asked him. He said no, he didn't bother to get it, so I don't know what he's going to do now. But anyway, so we'll have someone come on and talk about that, and that'll go and dove well with what we're talking about with help today. So again, that's brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf, and that's the Adventures of Reverend Ray and the German Shepherd, seeing that dog, Miss Raven, that dog of wonder. And please check out BigBadWolf.com, and that wolf is W-O-O-F, Wolf Wolf. Let Miss Penny know that you heard it here on Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. All right, over to you, Miss Renee, with our very special.
Well, I do want to introduce again our guest. Tyrone Qualls is a certified health coach and lifestyle coach, and we're hoping he can coach us into a lean, mean, healthy machine. Let us welcome him right now. Welcome.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Now, I told, when I first met you about a year or so ago, I told Miss Renee about you and our producer. I said, you know, we got to get him on the show. So it might have taken a year and all of this COVID and people unemployed and some old stuff, but we got you here, and I'm glad that you was able to be on today. And we always like to say, you know, the first time you're on, because you definitely sound like you're going to be a recurring guest. We always say that we treat you, you know, like a guest. You know, we open the door up for you. We take your coat and your hat and hang it up in the closet, and we ask you to sit down, and we go to the refrigerator and give you, you know, some water, a drink, whatever. But after that, your family, you're on your own. So we thank you for being with us today, Tyrone. Thank you very much. And we're going to restrain ourselves from all the call Tyrone and all that. We're going to try to restrain ourselves from that. But we have Tyrone on us. Yes, real Tyrone. And so, Brother Tyrone, would you just tell us, you know, where you was born, and let's try to, you know, get through that and get you up to what you really do. But tell us a little bit about yourself, because people always want to know, you know, who our guest is, where they came from, and that kind of thing. I know you didn't come from a stalk didn't drop you off or something like that.
No.
But so, you know, yeah. So tell us what all them degrees and an education, education you have. So go ahead.
I am a product of North Carolina, a place called Enfield, North Carolina. I was born there. My family moved to Washington, D.C. when I was around 5 years old, and I grew up in D.C., Northeast. So I'm a bona fide Washington, D.C. Person. But I went to Virginia State. Played football, went on an athletic scholarship, but I used to go to Bell High School, Vocational High School in Washington, D.C., where I won the most outstanding high school football player back in 1964. That's kind of my beginning, but then I went on to work for Western Electric / AT&T, became one of the first black supervisors in that arena, stayed there 20-some years, left under early retirement, became a financial planner. Then I became a business owner. I owned my own business, an office furniture dealership. I was in marketing and sales when I left AT&T up in New Jersey, moved to Baltimore, and after I opened my furniture dealership, I retired from that, and became a, let's say, financial planner. Retired from that, then I became a health coach, and that was so. This is my fourth retirement job. I got bored trying to be a retired person, and but I had two strokes about 20 years ago, and after the strokes that, and one of them almost killed me, or I died almost
wow.
died from.
Okay, Mr. Tyrone, one moment. We're up against the break, and we're going to get that on the other side. When you hear that music, that means that Reverend Ray got to go in his pocket, write a check, pay somebody, and all that, okay? so we had a break. And so you listen to Sight Visit Disability Senior Talk Radio Show, and our special guest, Mr. Tyrone Qualls, and he is going to come back and make us healthy. And as they say, you know, sitting on that couch, you just one sandwich away from being fat. So he's going to try to rectify that. Over to you, Ms. Renee.
You are listening to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio. We are heard here every Friday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Our guest is Tyrone Qualls, a certified health coach and lifestyle coach. Back over to our guest and Reverend Radio Ray Razor.
All right, welcome back. And so our special guest is Tyrone Qualls, and he is starting to tell us about what got him into this medical field. So go ahead, Mr. Brother Qualls.
Well, as I left off, after having two strokes, one of them almost say killed me, but I was able to recover from that simply because I went to a holistic doctor who talked to me about the relationship to me having a stroke and what I was putting in my mouth and not exercising like I did when I was playing football. So after becoming very interested in it, and it was a few years later, a friend of mine introduced me to a new profession called a health coach. And I had no idea what it was, but after studying and becoming certified, I started working for the American Diabetes Association as a volunteer. I ended up teaching classes for the American Diabetes Association in Baltimore. I've taught all of their outreach classes and became a diabetes educator. And then I was teaching at a hospital about diabetes, and the director said, "Would you like to teach the National Diabetes Prevention Program?" I said, "Sure. What is that?" So after learning what that was, I started teaching, and I became a certified lifestyle coach from the Center for Disease Control, which is who are the owners of the National Diabetes Prevention Program. And it
Mr.
is a
Tyrone,
nationwide. Sure.
Let me jump in here right now. You know, we throw around a lot of terms, and, you know, we used to hear old people say they had a touch of sugar. I want you to take us back down to basics. What is the difference between type 1, type 2, and gestational diabetes? And is there any such thing as a touch of sugar?
No, there's no such thing as a touch of sugar.
Thank you.
The older generation called it a touch of sugar, but basically it was diabetes. And people used to say that, you know, I have a touch of sugar. And that usually meant that they were pre-diabetic. That pre-diabetic is the term now. And there are three areas of diabetes: normal, pre-diabetes, and diabetic. And you use numbers that are related to how much sugar is in your blood. They call it the A1C number, and that number is in percentages, and it runs from, it's like 4.0 to 5.6 is normal for most people. Once you go into 5.7 to 6.4, you're classified as pre-diabetic, and then if you go to 0.5 and above, you're classified as diabetic. And those numbers mean that's the percentage of sugar that's in your blood that should not be there. So,
okay.
Right. And diabetes is very, very dangerous, and especially in our community, because it can make lead to blindness. It can lead to amputation.
Yes.
Can lead to gum disease. It can lead to wounds not healing well. It can lead to obesity. It can lead to just so many difficult things. People with diabetes end up having heart attacks and strokes. So it is a very deadly and complicated disease, but it can be managed, but it also can be reversed and prevented. And how do you prevent diabetes? Yes, it can be reversed and prevented. A lot of doctors don't necessarily work because I teach nutrition and exercise on how to prevent diabetes. I teach people how to take care of their body. Your body can fight off diseases, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, a lot of chronic diseases, even going all the way up to Alzheimer's, if it gets the right amount of nutrition and you give it the right amount of exercise. So being diabetic is really a problem, but you can bring your numbers down without medication, because medication is a big problem. In fact, some news just came out last week, I think, that said metformin, which is a popular insulin medication for diabetes, that leads to cancer. But they look at it as a problem. I've been preaching that for a long time, because anytime you put medicine, which is a foreign substance, anytime you put it in your body, more than likely it's going to lead to another problem, in this case, cancer, because your body looks at it as a foreign substance, so it turns on cancer cells in your body. And there are other things that turn on. One of the things that I would advise diabetics to do is to stay off of dairy. That means whole milk, anything that comes from a cow, ice cream, cheese.
Huh?
Yes. And
what was that third thing?
Ice cream, yes. But you can get all four of those things in alternative milk products, like almond milk, soy milk, cashew milk, hemp milk.
What about the ice cream? What about the ice cream?
Well, I eat ice cream all the time, but I eat ice cream made from almond milk, made from coconut milk, made from soy milk. And you can buy it at most grocery stores now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
you said a third thing after ice cream, and I couldn't hear what it was. After ice cream, you named another product that we should have
yogurt
avoided.
And cheese.
Oh, yogurt and cheese.
And cheese. It's four things in the dairy category. Whole milk, 1%, 2%, skim milk, anything that comes from a cow. Cheese, which is very addictive.
You're telling me.
And yogurt.
Well, let me ask you a question. You said
you
referenced that some communities are harder hit. Why are Black and Brown communities hit so hard with diabetes?
Well, let me start off saying I'm going to get to your answer your question. But I teach it mostly at Black churches and at senior buildings in Baltimore. And unfortunately, churches are places where we really do eat bad food. We eat fried macaroni and cheese, and those things are actually killing us. They're causing early death, because, like I said, if it comes from a cow, it is a problem. So in the African American community, church macaroni and cheese, fried chicken, iced tea, sweet iced tea, are big problems, and a lot of it comes from, excuse my term, it's called slave food. I call it slave food because some of us still eating hog maws and chitlins and fatback and bacon, And we really shouldn't be eating those things because they are going to make us sick. I am also a member of the ABC, which stands for Association of Black Cardiologists. And they have called soul food deadly. It is killing us at an alarming rate because it causes high blood pressure. It causes high cholesterol. It causes cancer. It causes heart attacks. It causes strokes. And it causes Alzheimer's. You are what you are.
So, Mr. Tyrone, now, me being a minister myself, and these ministers, I know they do a lot of funerals and stuff, but I don't think they're trying to drum up business. But because they're not educated about this food that, you know, on Sunday morning and you know, they selling these fried, you know, fried apples, all this stuff we eating and stuff. Is it just that they're not educated?
You hit the nail on the head, Reverend Ray. It's just that. And actually, most of the ministers that I talk to, and Baltimore has a lot of churches, most of the ministers I talk to, either they are diabetic, pre-diabetic, or their spouse may be diabetic, but they have a close relationship to diabetes. And, yeah, it's just the fact that they don't know. They don't – because nobody's – the doctors are not telling them. The unfortunate part about Western doctors is they are trained to treat everything with pharmaceuticals. And pharmaceuticals just make things, in most cases, makes it worse. Because,
Mr.
again
–
yes. Now, go ahead, Brad.
I didn't mean to cut across you.
No. Okay. Anytime.
So now we have established that as a community, this is sort of the way we eat. If we already have it, if we're pre-diabetic or we're diabetic, is there anything that we should be doing to reverse this? And will a traditionally trained doctor be agreeable to somebody getting off of a metformin? Now, we're up close to the break, so you're going to start it, but you might have to finish the answer on the other side of the break.
Okay. You want me to go ahead and get started?
Yes, please.
Yes. All right. Well, one of the things what I just mentioned, if I was diabetic or pre-diabetic and had been diagnosed, I would stay off of dairy. Dairy puts inflammation and mucus in your body. That would be the first thing I'd do. I would cut back on eating beef and eating meat. Meat has a lot of fat. In my class, I give my students a fat gram budget, and that tells them that they have to reduce the amount of fat, and there are six different kinds of fat. Three of them are good, and three of them are bad. Your body does need fat, but only in right proportion sizes. So those are exercise. Exercise is very, very important. You got to get up and move real quick. If you are overweight and live a sedentary lifestyle, when you sit still for long periods of time, your arteries tend to shrink. And when your arteries tend to shrink and you're eating fatty foods, hot dogs, sausage, bacon, hamburgers, macaroni and cheese, because cheese has a tremendous
amount. You know you're stepping all over the red feet. You know
I'm glad I ate before this show, Mr. Tyrone. Well, I'd be one miserable. Miss Renee already in the drawer looking at my man Foreman. Okay.
On the other side, we'll get to what the alternatives are. But when you remove something, you need that.
Well, thank you. There's a reprieve. Okay, you're listening to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor. We have a very special guest with Mr. Tyrone Corbs, and he's going to come back on the other side and tell us, even though Mr. Ray ate them two poke chops, that macaroni and cheese. Sasha, this morning, there's something that he'll be able to do to extend his life. So he gonna let us know on the other side of the break. Take it away, Miss Renee.
Well, we do want to thank our sponsor, Big Bad Wolf of Primo Pet Store, located in Northwest Washington, D.C., and they carry raw, organic, and premium foods. If your dog needs it, they have it. They have a store-to-door delivery in the DMV, so you can give them a call at 202-747-3434. You are listening to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio. We are heard here every Friday. So back over to our bacon-eating Reverend Ray Radio Ray Razor, and our special guest. If you want to be back to your best self, maybe what's missing is eating right and exercise. And our guest, Tyrone Qualls, is a certified health coach and lifestyle coach, and he can give us the game plan. And Mr. Tyrone, I want to jump in here before
let me just say this. Usually we do our this segment. We usually do
get the bacon
the
out
good
of
and bad. I mean, I'm thinking about this. Yeah, this stuff I've been eating. We usually do at this time our segment called "In the News: The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly." Information that affects persons with disability and seniors. But we're going to forego that because of what we're talking about now. It's going to help people with disability and seniors, good, bad, and the ugly of it. And right now it sounds like Mr. Raiden had the bad and the ugly part, and I hope we're going to get the good. But that is still brought to you by our sponsor, Real-Time Pain Relief. Real-Time Pain Relief is the best. Most effective real-time pain relief lotion in the world. You just rub it on and the pain is gone. Now, back over to our special guest to tell us how we can eat healthy and hopefully enjoy it. All right,
well,
Brother
that's,
Qualls.
That's my question, Mr. Tyrone. We like what we eat and we eat what we like. So culture plays a role in that. So can there be diet changes that are culturally sensitive and aware?
Absolutely. One of the things that we have to be very cognizant of is why do we like something? And let me say this real quick about the food industry. The food industry studies us, them, whoever. They know exactly how much sugar, fat, and salt to put in food, put in sodas, put in teas, put in things that you put in your body to make you addicted to it. And so our taste buds, what the food industry does, is there's a point on your tongue called the bliss point, and they know exactly how much three items to add to as ingredients to make you addictive. And people say, well, I have a craving for sugar, or I have a sweet tooth. No, you don't. You have an addiction, and that's what it is. But how you can change those addictions by staying away from them, cutting back on them. I teach people in my class how to meal plan, how to work on their addictions one at a time, slowly but surely get off of those foods that are hurting us. If you know that something that you're going to eat is going to eventually kill you, then you may take a My example in my class I use because it's like talking about a grape soda and rat poison. Now, most of us like grape soda, or we grew up liking grape soda, and it tastes good. But if I put rat poison, it would still taste good, but it would kill me. Some of the foods that we are still eating that our forefathers ate, our ancestors ate, is slowly but surely killing us. If we are dying of heart attacks, strokes, high blood pressure, Alzheimer's, 9 times out of 10, it is because of what we are putting in our mouth. So the best thing to do is to try to eat more fruits and vegetables. As short-term, are plant-based diets. Some people are vegans. Some people are vegetarians. I am probably a combination of all those things. The only meat that I will eat is tuna. I will eat wild-caught salmon, wild-caught tuna.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat beef. I don't eat pork. I do a smoothie that's made with collard greens, spinach, kale, broccoli, arugula, all four kinds of berries, a plant-based protein powder. And I eat that every morning. My energy level is like I am 25 years old.
So, well, how old are you? You might be only 35. How old are you, Tyrone?
I am in my mid-70s.
Oh, you're kidding.
No,
wow,
I'm not kidding.
Okay, I'm 71, and now
I'm
feeling pretty bad since you...
I'm quite a few years older than you are.
Okay, I feel older than you now, though. let me ask you, Mr. Tyrone, because we're on radio, we're not on TV. So how tall you stand now, and how much you packing?
I am about I'm almost 6'3", and I weigh a little bit more, about around 210.
Okay. Wow.
When I had my stroke. And I was a football player. I was a linebacker. I weighed in excess of 260 at one point.
Wow.
But I walk or exercise every day. I teach people that the first thing you should do in the morning is drink a glass of water, and you should stretch every day for the rest of your life. Yes.
What's the purpose of the water? I heard that before. I have a friend that keeps water right by his bed for the time he gets up, he drinks. And he never explained why. He said somebody told him, and it seemed to be working for him. So now maybe you could tell me why the water helps.
Of course, yes. I have a section in my class that talks about water. Water, you can't replace water with any kind of sweet drinks or anything like that. Let me say that first. But water first thing in the morning because you've basically been fasting for 6 to 8 hours. So your body needs to be lubricated. And it helps your colon. It helps your body move vitamins and minerals through your body. It just keeps your body moving. You will go into the bathroom and do number two on a regular basis. And that's called detoxing. Your body automatically detoxes itself. So when you drink water, you're giving, instead of you straining, instead of doing that, it just flows out nice and easy because it's lubrication. It's water there.
So Mr. Tyrone, I have a question. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't
sure.
mean to cut across you. I thought you had finished your thought. So,
No.
Renee, let me say this real quick. This dog must be smarter than me, my guide dog, because the first thing she does is go get water, and I'm
right.
And your dog
and your cat or your animal, the first thing that they do when they wake up, they stretch. They're smarter than we are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, they are.
We should be doing the same thing, drinking water and stretching.
No,
are the first two things
that,
you should do.
No, wouldn't that dog be looking at me sometime like, what's with him? Okay.
Well, I want to ask you, we see so much bottled water in the store. We know that there are water filtration systems where you can take city water and filtrate it. Do you recommend a certain kind of water, or is all water created equally? Give us some guidance on that.
Well, water is not created equal, but the best water is probably the alkaline water. But that can be a little expensive for some people.
Yeah.
My recommendation is just to drink water, not tap water. If you can get good, either bottled water or spring water. Some people like it cold. Some people like it room temperature. And there's a lot of controversy about which is best. To me, I don't care which one you want as long as you're drinking it. I don't care if it's warm water, if it's cold water. Cold water is normally a little better, and I say cold water is better because it helps you with weight loss, because when your body, when you drink real cold water, your body wants to bring it back down to room, to the temperature of your body. So it works harder to do that. So it burns calories when it's doing that. It's just a little bit, but it does help. So
my follow-up question is, we used to be told to drink 8 glasses of water, and then they decided it was half of the ounce, half of your weight in ounces. How much water should we be drinking per day?
Half of your body weight. And so the reason I say that, if I'm 6'3" and weigh 250 pounds, and you are 5'2" and weigh 150 pounds, should both of us be drinking 64 ounces? I don't think so, because our body is about 70% water.
Right.
So take half of your body weight. If you weigh 200 pounds, you should try to drink, and I say try, that's a goal that you should work toward, try to drink 100 ounces of water a day. And I also recommend that you eat 6 times a day. Eating 6
times
a day.
Is that grazing? Oh, is that considered grazing, or just 6 small meals?
No, it's 3 snacks and 3 meals. Breakfast, lunch, a snack, dinner, and a snack. And a snack can be an apple, an orange, a banana, a handful of almonds. And that way you can cut back on the amount of food that you eat. One of our problems, we eat too much food in one setting. Because what our body does, our body will take what it needs, and the rest of it will store in your fat cells. So over time, you're eating too much food, and you're just going to constantly gain weight. Your body doesn't need that much. What it needs is nutrition.
Okay, let me ask you this, 3 follow-up questions real quick. One, can you eat too fast?
Yes. Slow down and eat. If you're eating, some people never put their fork down or knife or spoon or whatever. If you're a fast eater, it takes your stomach 20 minutes to tell your brain that you're full. Some people can eat 2 meals in 20 minutes. That's too fast because you're going to overeat. What you do is put your utensil down, chew your food, savor it, and then pick your utensil up and put it back in your mouth.
Now, what's the latest you should eat and drink water? What's the latest before you go to bed?
Well, that's what I was going to do, is connect the two. If you're eating 6 times a day, whenever you put something in your mouth, whether it be a snack or a fruit or whatever it is, you should have some water with it. And that makes it easier to drink water. Yes. I'm not against drinking coffee or teas and have those other things, but just don't think that you can replace those for water. Now, they do have some lubrication effects, having good tea, but one of the things I recommend for people to do is, and it's kind of a holistic remedy, is to drink 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar in a hot cup of tea, a green tea, a black tea, an herbal tea, with a half a lemon squeezed in it, and some honey. That will help.
Once a day?
Twice a day. You can do it twice a day. It will help with body fat. It will help lower your cholesterol. It will help lower your high blood pressure. It will help lower your A1C number for diabetes.
Well, Ms. Tyrone, let me ask you this. You know when they say when you get married, you become one. So if Ms. Renee do it once a day and I do it once a day, will that equal 2 times a day? Well, no, that's what getting going. Okay. I told you this boy was educated. Didn't I read Ms. Renee?
Very educated.
Okay, Ms. Tyrone.
Back about the hydration. What? you know, initially why many people stop hydrating so much is that it's the frequent urination. How
yes.
do you address that? I mean, we're seniors, and, you know, I already need to scope out where the ladies' room already is. How does the body ever adjust to the amount of water you're asking us to drink?
Yes, it does. That's why I say drink. That it's a goal if you drink toward. How you drink, if you start drinking it when you wake up.
I'm sorry, Ms. Tyrone, we need to come back. That's the music.
Okay.
Let me go in my pocket so I can pay some people. Okay, you listen to Sight Vision Disability Senior Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Race. I have a very, very special guest, Mr. Tyrone Qualls, and he is really changing my lifestyle. He's not even my paid coach yet. So when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about more eating nutritious food, because I think some of the stuff we're eating is just not nutritious, and we probably don't have to eat as much of this junk. So we're going to do that on the other side of the break.
You are listening to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio. We are heard here every Friday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And we want to get back to our best self. And the way we're going to do that is with our guest, Mr. Tyrone Qualls. He is a certified health coach and a lifestyle coach. Please listen as we get back to being the lean, mean, healthy machines we were meant to be. Back over to you, Reverend Ray.
All righty. Yes. Okay. Leave me. So Brother Qualls. Okay. Go ahead and tell us what you were getting ready to tell us. I'm just absorbing it, and I'm glad that this is being recorded, and it will be on our website in a couple of days. Our webmaster is very good at getting our stuff on our website, and Ms. Renee will give you all that information. So I'm really glad to be able to go back and listen to this, and for our listeners that doing something between this hour that they'll be able to listen to this very, very good show that's not going to cost them a dime right now, but we'll talk about how they can put some jingle in your pocket. So go ahead, Ms. Tyrone.
Going back to the water, if you drink water along with eating the six times a day, it helps your body to adjust. And you're talking about going to the bathroom. Yes, it does. I mean, because I drink a lot of water, I'm always going to the bathroom. To me, that's a small price to pay for optimum health. And but your body will adjust to the amount of water that you take in. When you are moving from a unhealthy lifestyle to a healthy lifestyle, your body goes through some changes, and initially you're going to feel it, because one of the things I teach my class is that the first few weeks of the class, if you start making changes, you're going to feel the change, because what you're doing is kind of your body saying to you that, wow, you decide that you're going to eat healthy. What's going on? Okay, we can do this. I got to make some adjustments in how I deal with this. But after a while, you can see your energy level go up because the water, the nutritional food that you're eating, you're not eating non-nutritional food. And fast foods don't have a lot of nutrition in them. A lot of people, there are a lot of restaurants that try to say they have good food. If I told you what was in a chicken nugget, which a lot of us feed our either grandchildren or children, and some of us eat, a chicken nugget has 40 different ingredients in it, and only one of them is chicken. The other 39
They're perpetrating.
Yes. A lot of the stuff that we eat is not really, it's masquerading as food. It's mostly chemicals. And especially things like high blood pressure. Most African Americans have high blood pressure. We need to be very cognizant of the food because salt is used as not only as a preservative, but also used for taste. Now, there are some restaurants that that have high sodium soups, and I won't name them on the air, but you should ask when you eat food what's in it. You have the right to know what's in it. When you go in a restaurant, I teach people how to ask the waiter, the chef, the owner, what's in this? There are some restaurants, talking about sodium, the average African-American, the average person should only have about 15 milligrams of sodium per day, and that's about 3/4 of a teaspoon of salt. Remember that number, 1,500. There are some soups in a lot of restaurants, and they are well-known restaurants, that have 1,450 milligrams of sodium in a bowl of chicken noodle soup.
But you know what, Mr. Tyrone, I know this to be a fact because once you begin to change the bliss point in your mouth, there are soups now I cannot eat them because they're too salty. You know,
salty.
Like
yep.
If you go in, yeah, they're too salty. They're just overwhelming me. And we're in our last segment, and I just want to get this in because we have to have you back. You're just a font of useful information. And our people are not going to be able to change their diets, but we do want you to let them know how they can get in touch with you for private counseling. Reverend Ray will be first in line, I assure you. But I want to talk a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about, because every food you named is his favorite. I want to talk a little bit about exercising. And I know we won't get to cover a lot of it, but where should a person who has been sedentary for a long time start? Now, you already told us we needed to stretch. Are these basic stretches that we can do, or can we go online and Google it or look on TV and do a stretching class? And
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about it, and then about walking and whether we need special shoes.
Yes. No. Well, walking you should do. And that's if you've been living a sedentary lifestyle, walking is probably the best thing to do. Go out and walk maybe a block, turn around and come back. Do that for a week. The second week, go out and do 2 blocks and turn around and come back until your body gets used to it. And you want to stretch before you walk and you want to stretch after you walk. So and then you increase it week by week by week. The way that I try to start my classes off is for them to do 5 to 10 minutes, depending on where you are, with exercise. The goal is to get up to 30 minutes of exercise a day. And according to CDC, and you should be exercising 150 minutes of exercise a week. And that's about 30 minutes a day for 5 days. But you got to You gotta crawl before you can walk. So 5 or 10 minutes. And exercise is different than physical fitness. Physical fitness or physical activity can be gardening, walking, doing laundry, vacuuming, raking the leaves, shoveling the snow. But you gotta be smart about doing those things because if you haven't been doing those things, you go out and go starting to shovel snow, and you haven't stretched, more than likely you might either have some muscle ache, pull a muscle, or maybe even have a heart attack. So you got to work up to those things. But if you've been sitting around, and I teach people, they can sit in their chair watching a football game or soap operas, whichever is your taste, and exercise 5 minutes while you're sitting in your chair. We teach that. We teach them how to do all different kinds of exercises, from yoga to chair yoga to jumping jacks to just doing squats. there are all different kinds of exercises that you can do. And you start off very, very slow so you don't hurt yourself. That's the last thing I want you to do. Take your time and work up to that 30 minutes. But take your time doing it, again, 5 and 10 minutes a day until you feel better. People say, well, I'm too tired to exercise. You're too tired because you don't exercise.
Oh, wow.
So it's a catch 22. Yeah, are there any special shoes that are needed to go walking? Let me say this.
Go ahead. You cannot exercise your way into good health, but you can eat your way into good health.
Oh, I love
and
it.
Both, but you need, but there are four things that you need to reach optimum health. First, well, actually five. One is to get off your medications. One is to eat healthy, exercise, manage your stress, and manage your sleep. And we can talk about those at another time. I'm sorry, Renee. Go ahead.
No, that was good. Do we need special shoes to go walking?
You should have comfortable shoes. Tennis shoes would be better.
Huh. All right, and, Mr. Tyrone. This has been very, very good. So what would you please leave? Give us your contact information and then leave us with a nugget.
Okay. My telephone number is 410-992-2634. My email address is like my last name is QULLS3001@gmail.com.
Okay, and that'll be posted. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr.
And the best thing I would tell people to do is try to put more fruits and vegetables into your diet each and every day. Your body needs it; it's craving for it. The best thing to do is, and the one to eliminate is, try your best to eliminate all dairy that comes from a cow.
Hmm. All right, Mr. Claus, we really appreciate it. You know, I have a very good friend that lives in Nevada named Chef Keaty, and he always talking about health. Now I got you that's going to be a friend on the East Coast that I won't be able to escape, so I'm going to have to be healthy. So thank you so much for coming on, and we will be in touch with you, and we will have you back next month, because next month is truly diabetes month, I believe that we do.
Is.
So we definitely want to have you back next month. So our producer will be getting in touch with you if you would be so kind to come back, and we appreciate you and thank all your groupies out there, I mean your fan club out there for joining us, and I hope they enjoyed the show. We try to hit 3 points. We try to be informational, inspirational, and entertaining. So thank you very much for being a good guest. We appreciate it, Tyrone.
Thank you so much for having me. And I'm glad to come back on next month.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Well, Miss Renee,
do you have a call to action besides letting the bacon go?
Well, yeah, I do got a call to action. It's going to be a whole lot of action with what I'm when I watch the football game this weekend. And I'm glad LeBron closed that out. That's one meal that I don't have to worry about. So my call to action is, you know, I have a call to action. And as we say, our motto is, if you can't run, fly. If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, crawl forward. But please just do something. Don't just do nothing. So our call to action is, please get healthy. Please, please get healthy, especially in the Black community. And let's not be number one in every bad thing. We have someone like Brother Claus, a coach, and so hopefully you can be healthier than what you are. So this is Reverend Ray, and I like to say, I might not have sight, but I can have vision, Vision. God bless and be blessed.
You have been listening to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio. Have an idea for a show? Contact us in all the usual ways. Email us at snvradioshow@gmail.com. That's the letters snvradioshow@gmail.com. Or call us at 301-377-6468. Want to listen to this show or to a past show? Check us out at disability1radio.com. That's disability1radio.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you here next week at 3 o'clock p.m.